It felt like a mule had kicked me in the chest. No. Alinsky's voice softened, gaze steady on my face.
I'm sorry for your loss.
You must be mistaken. I lowered myself into the cracked leather recliner purchased from the Goodwill down the street. I saw her Friday night. She was fine. He shifted his feet, arms loose by his sides. I dug my fingers into the chair's arms, which drove all the blood out of my knuckles. What happened?
There was an explosion on her husband's sailboat yesterday afternoon.
The boat exploded?
She envisioned them as theater weirdos, maybe even filmmakers. One had said she was a writer, and Valentine was obviously in costume with those little horny points on his head. Show business, no question. Has other talents as well, he was saying.
One of which is acting, said the woman, tapping her claw-like fingernails on the table. She is a thespian, is she not? A player? An artiste? A ham?
Acting? Star straightened as if a gun had been fired. She patted at her headscarf and adjusted her uniform to reveal just a bit of cleavage. They were talking her language.
The detective cannot say for certain until the medical examiner arrives, but she doesn't think the victim died by hanging.
What are you thinking? The assistant asks, mustering some fortitude despite his sickly pallor.
Well, I can't say for sure, but I don't see much injury around the ligature. No scratch marks, and she doesn't appear to have clawed at the noose. If someone strung you up like that, you'd fight like hell, wouldn't you?
Brittany Jean Spears was born on the 2nd of December, 1981, and baptized as a Southern Baptist. Her mother, Lynn, was the daughter of a dairy farmer and worked as a daycare supervisor. She had met Brittany's father, Jamie, at high school and was just 21 when they married. Their first year of marriage was really quite idyllic, wrote Lynn in the memoir she co-wrote with Brittany, Heart to Heart. They lived in Florida for a few months and were able to build up a nest egg. However, it was not the smoothest of love stories. Although Lynn had declared her love for Jamie when they got married, looking back, she realized that it was only during the first year of their marriage that she actually fell in love with him.
With only a minute remaining before being officially late and the recipient of George's wrath possibly leading to her dismissal, Callie held her breath. When the doors opened on the 10th floor, she bounded off the elevator and pushed open the glass door of AMR. With 15 seconds left, she waved at George on the other side of the large open room that contained 50 individual phone bank stations. He nodded and pointed to an imaginary watch on his wrist. Catching her breath, Callie pointed to her own imaginary watch and smiled.